latest research regarding the strength of downtown Indy was recently released. Downtown Indy Inc. President Sherry Seiwert joined WFYI's Taylor Bennett to discuss the value of downtown, the growth, and the challenges that lie ahead.
Economically, downtown is performing well.
It is performing well.
That's good news. So what do we look at when we look at economics of downtown?
Here we have a variety of economic indicators that we track throughout the year, and then we look at the trends from, 5 years back, 10 years back. We look at residential growth. We look at office space occupancy. We look at pedestrian counts as well as how much the scooters are used. So we have a vast amount of data that we have tracked over the last 20 years. And so downtown is performing well, according to our recent community report.
Are there any specifics that you can point to that has made it more successful in the last year than compared to those others?
It's not unusual for most cities to see growth with residential development. And so we have seen a 28% increase from 2010 in our downtown residents. We now have 28,000 people living in downtown. We have another 2,100 approximately units under development and more in the pipeline. So we will easily have 30,000 residents living in downtown by 2020.
So the livability of downtown is vastly improved.
We often say it is the fastest growing neighborhood in all of Marion County. And we have changed the way that we look at downtown. We have traditionally thought of downtown as a place for commerce, certainly a place for visitors, but it really now is a place for residents. And so we have set about thinking what amenities need to be added to downtown to maintain that growing momentum related to residents. And, as far as playgrounds, we recently partnered with the Indy Parks Foundation to put a playground on the canal that has been wildly successful, which is great. But, if you live in a traditional suburban neighborhood, you have access to a lot of amenities that perhaps people living downtown don't necessarily have. So we want to be thoughtful about that, including a dog park, which would be great.
I think that would be great, too. also a lot of people work downtown as well. How does that factor in?
We have 153 plus thousand employees either living and walking to work or coming into our downtown. So we have seen that number grow as well.
When you look at a report like this, and obviously it's good news, how do you take this and go forward with it in the future, and how do you plan?
Again, you think about all of the indicators that we look at, or most of them are have great momentum. You start to look, though, at the rents for a lot of the downtown multifamily units that have been developed, and you compare what the median income is for people working downtown to the rents that they can afford. So again, residential development has been great, but we want to make sure that we don't have any, our vacancy rate in our multifamily apartments has slowly been increasing. That's in part because we have so many units coming online. You have to make sure that the market can absorb those units. And so we want to slow the pace of development just a little bit. So again, we don't have a significant vacancy in a lot of the new developments. And two, you want to make sure that we have an ample supply of apartments or condominiums that people that want to live downtown can certainly afford it.
Well, thank you so much.
Sure.
That's Downtown Indy Inc. President Sherry Seiwert speaking with WFYI's Taylor Bennett. To read the 2019 State of Downtown, go to downtownindy.org/2019 Community Report.